Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, Chapter 17, Text 39. Etat
te
sarvam
akhyatam
yam mam paripriccasi dutrasya sura. Thus I have tried to explain to you everything about this.
Is someone going to do something about the acoustics in this room, by the way? If there's some energy to it, take it. You know that the acoustics are bad, right? Are you going to do something about it?
No.
So
I don't
have to take it. You are going to do something about it. Yes, everyone, please turn off your mobiles and keep your cameras in your pockets. We'll wait for you. Itihasam Kamyam Chitrukator Mahatmyam Dishuddhana Shudra Pantat Vimukshate. Chitrukatu was a great devotee, Mahatma. If one hears this history of Chitrukatu from a pure devotee, the listener also is freed from the conditional life of material existence. The historical incidents in the Puranas, such as the history of Chitraketu explained in the Bhagavad Purana, are sometimes misunderstood by outsiders or non-devotees. Therefore, Shukadeva Goswami advised that the history of Chitraketu be heard from a devotee. Anything about devotional service or the characteristics of the Lord and his devotees must be heard from a devotee, not from a professional reciter. This is advised to hear him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's secretary also advised that when learning the history of Sri Bhagavatam from a devotee, Yaha Bhagavatapada Vaishnavas, one should not hear the statements of Sri Bhagavatam from professional reciters, or else they will not be effective. Quoting from Padma Purana, Sri Sanatana Goswami has strictly forbidden us to hear about the activities of the Lord and his devotees from the mouths of non-devotees. Avaishnavam Gokirnam Bhutam Adhikatamratam Shravanam Adhikartavyam Sarkosh Chishtam Vitavayata. One should not hear anything about Krishna from a non-Vaishnava. Milk touched by the lips of a serpent has poisonous effects. Similarly, talks about Krishna given by non-Vaishnava are also poisonous. One must be a bona fide devotee, and then he can preach and impress devotional service upon his listeners. One who rises from bed early in the morning and recites this history of Chitraketu, controlling his words and mind, and remembering the Supreme Personality of God, will return home back to God without difficulty. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the sixth canto, 17th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Mother Parvati versus Chitraketu.
Itihasam imam punyam chaketur bahatma mahatmyam vishnu bhaktanam shudra andha shudra.
The most important point here is that one should hear vishnu bhaktanam from the devotees of the Lord, not from others. And sometimes we see that even our ISKCON devotees, when there's some reputed reciter, take off and go to hear him and enjoy transcendental ecstasy by hearing the professional reciter speak topics from Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way, they exhibit their foolishness and waste their time, but contaminate their minds. A Vaishnava will quote here, not who from Haditha Srinath Goswami is quoting that, na eva kartava, should not be done. Eva, eva means definitely. We should not hear from those who are not devotees. They may be great scholars, they may be very popular, they may be able to put on a good show, they may have a reputation for saintly people, they may be popular in our particular community, but we should avoid them. Sarvam Krishna Katasha. Their Krishna Katasha is considered like milk touched by the lips of a servant. Similarly, the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, we don't give a damn how good a kirtan leader you are. If you're not a devotee, we don't want to hear from you. You may have a beautiful voice, and may be able to do all sorts of wonderful things. But we're not interested. We're not interested in hearing the filmy bhajans recorded as a matter of professional business by the non-devotees. However catchy the tune, however sweet the voice, however attractive the instruments, if the person singing is not a devotee of the Lord, we're not interested. We want to hear from the pure devotees, not from professionals. Recitals of professional bhajan singers and others. We know from Bombay some of these professional people who make a living by chanting, singing bhajans, glorifying the Lord, and who are addicted to drinking. What is the use? It may be good for making money, and inexperienced people may be impressed. But those who know the science will not be interested in hearing such professionally vibrated mundane sounds disguised as a holy name. By hearing from the devotee, one is freed from material business. That's the desired goal. Not just that one has a pleasant evening or hears some beautiful sounds, but that one becomes free. That means detachment develops. Chanyatyashu by Rakyam Yavan Shadu. Knowledge and detachment. Not that one goes on in materialistic life, even after hearing on and on and on. One should hear from the devotee. And here it said, and one should hear all the topics of Srimad Bhagavatam. Hear the Chitraketu narrations there. And Sukadeva Goswami is speaking, although Pariksit Maharaj has only 7 days. Pariksit Maharaj is not speaking, not unskipping over the pile on the floor for love trees. The life of God. Or some of those things that put that into the brain. He doesn't go directly to the Vasilila to satisfy the sentiments of an unqualified audience. Yeah, Aiden talked about her good time. Shuttaya, I thought, attain. Itihasam, my name is Mitra, Sayati, for a moment. This is the benefit of hearing this itihasa, this history concerning the Lord. Real history is written in relationship to the Lord, not simply dates and mundane occurrences. These aren't worth recording. But the history concerning the Supreme Personality of God, you don't have to ring that bell to hear it. Okay, it's night. The class takes the place of the bell. Students are forced to memorize dates and historical incidents which have no value or benefit, simply clogs the mind with mundane designations and useless thoughts. In addition to which, a lot of it is untrue. The history is invested in the political agenda of a particular state or community. But true or not true, it's useless. But hearing the activities of Krishna results in the mind becoming attracted to Krishna. And the result of that is yati paramam, one goes to the supreme destination in life.
Vakyata shrutaya.
What one should rise early to hear these topics. This is human civilization. And one should control the senses. Controlling the mind, controlling the words. Then when one hears Srimad Bhagavatam, it will be effective. Okay, any questions?
Nityam. How long do we have to hear? Nityam Bhagavatam. So
we should hear all of this. I don't know how long that is. I can't hear you. What happened to your other microphone?
Then we are losing focus on what are the essentials.
They should be Bhagavatam also. Our ISKCON publications should all be Bhagavatam, otherwise what's the use of it? It's like are back to Godhead and to be part of God. Is this, I see that we hooked up the second microphone with the volume right down to this one. Is that what happened? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Okay. So it should all be popular. One should not be very eager to read many esoteric publications. One should try to grasp the essential principles of Krishna consciousness. Something else? There's no use. Start again. Start slow.
As you were saying, there are many publications of late. This one, senior devotees, Maharas, and we have Srila Prabhupada books with us. Should we focus only on Srila Prabhupada books?
Should we what?
Should we read only Srila Prabhupada books or can we?
No, why? If we only read Prabhupada's books, we've taken a vow, we won't read anyone else's book. Why not? Is there anything like that? I'll only read Prabhupada's books. If any other devotee in this guy writes a book, I will read it. Because I'm pure. That's fanaticism.
Srila Prabhupada said, I've given you everything what you wanted. Nothing has been, not be looking around.
Then no one should speak in the Bhagavatam class. You should just play Prabhupada tapes. And no one else should speak because Prabhupada's already given you everything. In fact, there's no use speaking, just read the translations and purports, because I've given you everything, so no one else should speak. This is fanaticism. There are so many useless books not to be read. But the Prabhupada wrote books of this is again my Prabhupada's going to be. Could you please put your camera on? Prabhupada's going to be the last guru. Prabhupada's going to be the last author. Nobody's going to do anything after Prabhupada. Prabhupada, why did we open this temple? Prabhupada gave us everything. And why did we have to open another temple after Prabhupada left and gave us everything? Gave us so many temples, why did we have to open another one? What's wrong with fanaticism? We should appreciate Prabhupada's contribution. We should certainly read Prabhupada's books. They are the most important books for us. But not that we're such purists that we won't read anything else. That's too much. And then somebody writes a book, and he writes in this book, we should not read anything other than Prabhupada's books. Then why are we reading your book? Anyway, that's fanaticism. Even in Prabhupada's time, Satsarupa Yoga, readings in Vedic literature, Prabhupada told us that you should publish it. Srila Dhammadhara Maharaj wrote a book, Krishna, the Supreme Scientist, Prabhupada said BBD should publish it. So if we're just supposed to read Prabhupada's books, why did Prabhupada tell us to print these other books?
Maharaj, even Anjana, there is a single device, a non-devotee.
See, let me tell you a secret about microphones. When you hold them a foot away from you, they don't do anything except serve as a degradation.
Yeah.
When you speak into them, they do something.
Ajamila was a non-devotee, and when he chanted the name Sadhura, he got liberated.
No, something, he was a devotee, but he got deviated, that's it.
But it's in the name so pleasing that even how
what?
The name of the Lord.
Yeah.
If suppose even a non-devotee, if he genuinely tries to propagate the name or something like that, won't it help?
No. If a non-devotee tries to propagate the name, it won't help. They propagate for their own purposes as part of an impersonalist agenda, or they propagate the chanting of the holy name to make themselves famous, or to build up a career, or to serve some other purpose as a way to spread material happiness and increase mundane piety. It will not be helpful. But if the sincere person hears from the devotees and tries to spread what he's heard, that will be effective.
What is the qualification required for Chaitanya Paramarjana to happen? The cleansing?
One has to take the process. One has to hear from the devotee and one has to adopt the process sincerely. Okay.